Nashville's bus system took a funding hit this year, and some routes will be eliminated later this month. But both candidates for mayor say they'd put a lot more money toward bus services next year. Tony Gonzalez reports on the promises that Councilman John Cooper and Mayor David Briley made in exclusive interviews with WPLN.
The candidates agree, at least broadly, that WeGo's bus service has to get better. Starting with fixes to the little things, says Councilman John Cooper.
Bus stops that are appropriate, that have sidewalks where you can get there, right? And all of these kind of crazy things that you go around in Nashville going, we've made it hard for the bus system to work.
Cooper fought fiercely against last year's transit referendum. He called it too costly and not helpful to enough residents. So he has a different idea for funding transit improvements. Instead of a slice of tax money, he says he'd take out government loans next year worth, in his words, hundreds of millions of dollars.
And then I think it's a question of looking carefully at the finances, of figuring out how we, in effect, pay the interest rate on the bonds that's going to be floated to do that plan.
This from a councilman who has spent years raising alarms about Metro's debt level. But incumbent David Briley has his own contradiction to explain. He allowed the WeGo transit budget to be cut by $8 million this year. Now he says he'd budget more next year.
To expand the WeGo transit system consistent with the results of the Better Bus study that they're currently doing.
Briley is referring to a big project to reconfigure almost all of Nashville's bus routes. WeGo says they'll have details on that this fall. Neither the agency nor Briley's office could say what those changes might cost. Briley also has bigger plans, including a rapid bus corridor on Dickerson Road to Sumner County.
All of that is moving pretty quickly, although behind the scenes.
To hear the candidates during debates, they emphasize the differences of their transit plans. But at least for bus improvements, the ideas are similar. The main question will be finding the money. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
These interviews are taken from our hour-long election program with Briley and Cooper. You can revisit the full show at WPLN.org/mayor2019.